podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Welcome to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Omar, I mean, IFL TV proudly sponsored by Everlast. That London derby certainly lived up to the hype.
Unbelievable. That was like Arsenal Tottenham, wasn't it? It was brilliant. You know, we know it was a local grudge match, but it was also a world class light heavyweight fight that could have been for a world title. It was that good. Craig Richards, I thought, was brilliant. Great engine, great heart. Boazzi, so tough, you know, technically so good on the inside. I had it 115, 113 for Boazzi, and I just felt that 8, 9, and 10 was the rounds that Craig needed to push on. He did in 11 and 12. But very close fight, and listen, maybe we even see it again.
Eddie, in the 8th round, Craig Richards really had Boazzi hurt, it seemed, and in the 9th, Richards come out and didn't jump on
him. It was like both guys took the 9th off. They were absolutely exhausted, and sometimes that happens, you know, but that was the round that I felt he really needed to kick on, 9 and 10, because I thought he did well in 11 and 12, but, you know, fair play to both, tough as they come, and it was just an incredible fight.
What's next for the winner, Boazzi?
I think, you know, if Canelo doesn't fight Dimitri Bivol, I think Bivol against Boazzi is an incredible fight. You've also got the rematch, you've also got another big domestic fight with Anthony Yard, you've got Callum Smith, you've got all these guys, but, you know, I feel like Boazzi wants his shot at the world title, and hopefully we can deliver that.
And what about for Craig?
Listen, he can come again. I think the rematch is a huge fight, and Craig's shown he's a world-class fighter, and he's gained a lot of fans tonight, and, you know, he'll look back on that performance, and, he, you know, his engine is incredible, and it was a big night.
Craig against Bivol and JB, obviously bronze Olympian in JB and a top fighter in Dimitri Bivol, pound for pound fighter now. It's come so close twice.
Yeah, I mean, 115, 113 in both those fights, and he's improving all the time, you know, and his chin's incredible and his work rate as well, so plenty more to come from him.
And when are you going to stick Alan Babic onto his own pay-per-view?
Unbelievable. Alan Babic, I mean, trending number one all over Twitter. People love him. And that was a tough fight against Bowski. I love seeing him back at Bridgeweight, you know, and plenty more to come. Oscar Rivas is obviously a big step up from there. But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, is that going to be next for Babic?
Possibly. You know, I think he wants to gamble, and that's a big fight. We'll see what happens.
Eddie, just to close off, your old friend Leonard Ellerby has had another pop at you. Have you seen this?
I have, yeah. I mean, they don't really get it, do they? They're actually having a go at me for calling myself a global icon, which, as you know, how I operate, was a slight sarcastic comment, but actually thinking about it, it wasn't. I actually am a global icon, but no, I don't know. I don't know, maybe Leonard wants some followers. Maybe I'll give him a shout out.
You've got nothing to show in America,
you say? Nothing. Nothing at all. Only got, you know, Canelo Alvarez, just did Canelo Bivol, just filled up Madison Square Garden, just filled up T-Mobile, got a World Championship triple header coming up in a couple of weeks. We're back on September the 10th, probably in Las Vegas, with the biggest fight in boxing, except Canelo, probably against Triple G. We've got the Unified World Heavyweight Championship, probably the other biggest fight in boxing between Joshua and Usyk. Absolutely nothing. In the meantime, he's about to lose Gervonta Davis and then has zero clients left. So, what do you reckon?
Thank you for listening to the IFL TV podcast, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
Sports Social Podcast Network.